Do you believe in magic? Do you believe in magic, Vanessa? A guest on my podcast asked me recently. I was caught off guard. I didn't know how to answer. I fumbled for elegance, but instead I blurted out, I don't know. I have lots of thoughts on the subject that cannot fit into a yes or no checked box. The answer I gave her was, I don't know, because my answer is yes and no and everything in between. And I believe I repeated myself 3 or 4 times as I tried to separate threads of thought into something coherent, something intelligent, but they were just too tangled to follow. I think a more accurate description of my feelings fits in the Facebook relationship box, it's complicated. There's a part of me that wants desperately to believe in magic, to believe that the impossible is possible, that somewhere in the world there is an unseen force that has the potential to move time and space. The thought of magic being able to control things that feel uncontrollable is alluring. Part of the problem is that the definition of magic is fuzzy. What is magic? I think magic is defined differently by different people. If you ask my young elementary age son, he will define magic by what a magician does. When I think magic, I immediately think Harry Potter and wands. And I also think of nature and the elements. That feeling you get when quiet in a place that feels magical. That sense that there is more to the world and universe than we understand. I remember standing at the top of the cliffside of the Italian Riviera, hiking between the romantic villages of Cinque Terre, and I felt moved to tears. How are places like that even real? How can beauty that magnificent actually exist? In those quiet moments, I have felt the thread of magic pulsing in the world. I can't see it, but I can feel it. Is it magic, or is it the divine? Are magic and the divine one and the same, just called by different names by different groups of people? So let's try and define magic. The author of History of Magic, Chris Gosden, says this, "My definition emphasizes human participation in the universe. To be human is to be connected, and the universe is open to influence from human actions and will." So is it magic when someone who has nearly 0% chance of surviving wakes from a coma? Is the power of prayer magic? Because that is human participation. There are studies that show that human touch and connection have healing powers, even stimulating cell growth. To me, that feels magical. Science has started to attempt to explain it, citing endorphins and cortisol, and that is likely part of it. But it only feels part of a bigger picture that we can't see and may never see. Do some people see magic where others see God? I have a scientific mind, and I ask lots and lots of questions to get at the heart, to get at the root of things, hence this podcast. But I also have an active imagination and an open mind. In my mind, magic, religion, and science are not polar opposites, but in fact, are different versions or possibly reflections of similar things. Science helps us to better understand the world in technical terms and laws and rules, but there is so much science would like to explain, but just can't. It tries desperately to fit the world into neat, categorized boxes that are uniform and make complete sense, but there are so many things that science at this point absolutely cannot explain. Medical miracles, dark matter and dark energy, static electricity, and even elements of gravity. The universe itself is unknowable, and our minds aren't truly capable of comprehending it all. Trying to imagine 200 trillion galaxies in the known universe is inconceivable, and that is just the numbers part. To say we understand the universe is false. We know small parts, but not its expanse. It's like we're only able to see a black dot, but we're really looking at the spots of a ladybug, and the ladybug is not within our vision. Is magic just science we have yet to understand or to explain? It wasn't so long ago that intuition, that gut feeling, felt magical. Science now explains it as completely logical. Your subconscious helps to make sense of things you've been observing with your sense to make informed decisions. But just because science couldn't explain it a few years ago didn't make it any less real. And then there are my kids. I want my kids to believe in magic, And despite my better judgment, I even lie to them in order to create that sense of magic and wonder. I lie to them about Santa Claus, about the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny. I lie to them because I want to spark their imagination. I want them to hold on to their childhood wonder, that sense that this world is amazing and not cruel. I want them to believe that this beautiful earth that we inhabit is magical, and that they themselves sparkle with magical energy and possibility. I want to instill this magic in my children because as adults, we see death and destruction, and there are days in which the despair is too overwhelming and we instead choose to numb ourselves to feel nothing. And when we numb ourselves, we forget to notice the beauty and the wonder of the world, of which there is an abundance. Dumbledore's quote from Harry Potter series feels fitting here. Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light. That was J.K. Rowling. And that is what we do with our children. Fill them with light. So my answer is still, it's complicated, but I am open to the possibility. I believe there is more to the world that we can see, feel, touch, and taste, but I haven't seen evidence of magical life like in the fantasy stories. I like science, but science doesn't explain everything, nor do I believe that is science's role. So do I believe in magic? We shall see.